Instructions for this exercise are available in the book, The Extraordinary Gift of Being Ordinary, Finding Happiness Right Where You Are, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. For more information, please visit drronsiegel.com.
Urge surfing. This exercise can help us to interrupt some of the habits that keep us addicted to self-esteem boosts. Start with a few moments of settling into the body. If you're comfortable doing so, allow your eyes to close gently. Find a comfortable and alert posture. And just notice the sensations happening here and now in your body. Notice the cycles of the breath. See where there might be tension or discomfort, and where there might be comfort or ease. Now I invite you to recall a recent situation where you wanted to check your phone, your tablet, or computer for something to make you feel better about yourself. Perhaps you were worried about missing out on something, or wondering how a project was going, or wanted to see whether your team was winning. Or maybe you just felt you needed to respond to a text or an email immediately to stay in somebody's good graces. Just remember what that urge to check felt like, and how it felt in the body. And try to stay with that urge to check, and pause right before feeling the peak, right before you grab the device. Just stay with the sensations of the wave of desire. Feel it in the body. Allow yourselves to stay balanced at that edge. Breathe and lovingly relax into the experience of wanting to check, but not checking. Focus on the physical sensation of wanting to check. You might put your hand over the area where you feel it. Do you notice tension, pressure, or some other sensation? Is there a bit of fear or anxiety there? How much space does the sensation occupy? Let yourself breathe along with the urge, and let your breath comfort you. If the urge starts to feel too intense, just bring your attention back to the breath for a few moments. You may notice how, if you stay with the urge to check your device, it can increase in intensity. If that happens, see if you can stay with the wave rather than fighting it or acting on it. Just lovingly ride the wave, surf the urge. You can imagine using your breath as a surfboard to keep you steady, knowing that the waves will come and go, rise and fall. You can't control the waves, you can't control the desire to check, but you can learn to surf. You can ride your desire to check your device and not actually do it. Finally, reflect for a moment on how you'd like to spend your day instead of checking your phone, your tablet, or computer to feel better about yourself. What else might you do that would feel more meaningful and more fulfilling? The next time you find yourself checking your device to try to feel better, see if you might surf the urge instead, and turn your attention to more sustainable sources of well-being.